She's the money lady, the one that gives us the savage truth, whether we want to hear it or not. Terry Savage joins us every Tuesday. And I was in Mexico on vacation. And on Sunday night, June 22nd, my phone started blowing up. Terry Savage is on 60 Minutes. She's brilliant. I mean, friends from Seattle to California to Illinois. I missed it, but whatever you said certainly caught everyone's attention.
Well, so did I. I was out having hamburger and my phone started blowing up. And I went, wait, what? They didn't tell us that they were going to re-edit and rerun it and update the fact that under this administration, remember, we got so excited about the fact that those horrible clawbacks would be mitigated and only 10% of your check at the most could be taken if Social Security had made a mistake. Well, just recently, the new administration, they at first said, we're going to go back to taking 100% of your check till you pay back that $23,000 we mistakenly paid you because we miscalculated. Now they're, quote, only going to take 50% of your check, which for many people is just going to be devastating. So that's part of the update that you can see the entire article, not to mention how messed up it is to get through to Social Security. And this morning, I spent over an hour on the Social Security trustees' actuarial explanation of the latest trustees' report. I took copious notes, and the bottom line is nothing new. The fact is, they're going to run out of money in 8 years, partly because of the elimination of that windfall offset so that they're paying people back now, partly because part of the workforce that contributes is actually a significantly smaller part contributing, and of course because the cap on Social Security hasn't been raised in years on the taxes. So the numbers don't lie, and they were explaining what the possibilities are, but something will have to be done.
Yeah. In your opinion, what do you think should be done?
It's funny, that was my question on the podcast with the chief actuary of Social Security, who replied to me, that's a very good question. Congress, which is what I wrote in the column at terrysavage.com, Congress has never failed to, when it's getting close, do something, and the some things could be, or a combination, raise the cap on which earnings are taxed, which now is $176,100. So raise that. A combination of perhaps for younger people delaying retirement age. And there's even the possibility of raising the Social Security tax, which is would take it up significantly. So they're thinking about all kinds of ways to deal with it. I hope Congress will. One thing that the chief actuary said to me is, I asked as part of that question, so if you have to cut back, in 8 years you'll only be able to pay about 80% of everyone's benefit. Does that mean everybody gets a 20% cut? And she said, another good point, Terry, you it will be the discretion of the commissioner. Maybe they will just keep paying all lower-income people and make bigger cuts in people that have more income. But that would be up to the commissioner at that time, 9 years from now, if they don't fix it.
Someone just said, I applied for Social Security March 14th for my June birthday, and they're still on step two. If I have direct deposit, will the money just show up there?
Yes,
and
the money will show up.
It'll
show up. You apply before your birthday, but the money will first show up in the middle of the month after your birthday because they pay 1 month in arrears. So as long, everybody now in this position of, I can't get through to Social Security, they still haven't given me the increase in payments as a result of the Fairness Act, they still haven't given me that big makeup check since it's supposed to be retroactive to January 2024, or I don't know where my application stands, I got in early, but I haven't heard anything from them. You can create a My Social Security account at ssa.gov, and I advise that you do that.
Okay. The second part of their question is, also, if we retire at whatever age or whatever amount we're going to get for whatever age, that is able to be cut in the future, or will we be guaranteed whatever we're promised today, which you just kind of addressed?
Yeah. Larry, you will see in this article I just posted at terrysavage.com, you can see the link to the 60 Minutes. Larry Kotlikoff, my co-author of Social Security Horror Stories and the real genius economist behind MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, which is a patented algorithm that will give you the right numbers. He wrote, immediately came out with a story saying, Social Security's trustees report is scary, but don't rush to take benefits early. He says that even in the worst case scenario, and today on the phone call, they were talking about the increased number of people starting to take it early, you will still be better off in the long run by waiting till age 70. And of course, that presumes that our Congress, you know, we've seen what chickens, what wusses, let me come up with a polite name, they were in this whole debate over the budget bill. I don't think that representatives and senators from both political parties will be able to withstand the political pressure of the baby boomers and those coming behind them who vote. They will do something about it. So bottom line is, according to Larry, and I agree with him, you're better off waiting till age 70.
Just make your voice heard. I mean, they are listening. You think those calls, those letters don't matter? They do. Someone said, hey, Lisa, can you ask Terry if it's okay to open a Roth? They put IRA at the age of 65.
You need earned income. Not Social Security or dividend income or pension income. But if you have earned income, you're still working, you absolutely, especially if you have moderate income, you can contribute. And you could contribute $8,000 since you're over 50. So you don't get a tax deduction for that. But number one, it all grows tax-free. And a Roth is not subject to required minimum distributions. So sure, if you can afford it, that's great. And you're still working and have earned income. Open a Roth. You could do it at your bank. You can call Fidelity or Vanguard.
My Social Security payment was cut by $175 this year. I can't get through to them. Any idea why?
No, not if you didn't receive a clawback letter. I can't even imagine. Usually when there's a cut, it is because they've notified you that they made a mistake sometimes 20, 30 years ago and that they are now going to fix it by clawing the money back. I suggest, again, ssa.gov, open and create securely. It's easy. My Social Security account. That's like looking over the shoulder of the person that you used to be able to do at the Social Security office while they got on their computer. Mm-hmm. You'll see everything that they can see about what's going on with your, quote, account.
And another is asking, are there no inheritance taxes on federal? I think this might have something to do with the bill that has just passed the Senate.
Well, there is no inheritance tax unless your estate is well over $19 million, about $19 million. So I think that's going to leave out a lot of our listeners. But the other thing that happens is if you own stocks, not inside your retirement account, but outside with huge gains, or a house, for example, that you bought 40 years ago for, you know, $229,000 that's now worth over $1 million, your heirs inherit assets that have been held, long held, and their new cost basis is the current market value on your date of death. That might be something that you're interested in, because the worst thing you could do would be to sell your stocks just before you die. Leave them to your kids who will, you know, and if you bought Apple at $12 a share and it's thousands now, they won't pay any gains tax at all until they sell, and their cost basis will be, again, the value on the date of death.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be following your website.
Happy 4th of July. Listen, this is really an important quick message. This is still America, and you still get a vote, whoever you want to vote for. You mentioned it earlier, Lisa, but as we think about Independence Day, we really have to think about how important it is to be participating members and let our representatives know how we feel about everything from the budget bill to the issue that's going to really depend on your voice, which will be fixing Social Security. So you might as well get in the habit of finding out the phone number and the email, because they'll only listen to you if you're in their district. So wherever you live, find your representatives, your senators, and send them a message over the 4th of July that we, whatever you think, that we care what they do. They can't get away with doing stuff, and we don't protest, whatever it is. No matter what you feel,
Terry, just to add to that, I know we got a break, but I just reached out to Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, where he's tweeted now. It looks like the House could start voting on this bill as early as 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, geez.
And members are finding that their flights are canceled. His flight was canceled, so he's driving back to Washington right now. and he had to reschedule or reconnoiter his town hall meeting. So he's doing a pop-up town hall from his car as he drives or perhaps is driven to Washington to vote tomorrow.
Okay, and those are games that are being played, and that needs to stop because you know not everybody will make it back to vote on that bill.
Whoa, well, they'll be able to stall that, I hope. If you want to find out how to get in touch and the emails and everything, go to www.house.gov/representatives, and it will show you how to find the direct email and contact information for your representative. House.gov/representatives.
Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
You too.